Yankee Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. Yankee Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. This is K-A-8-U-H-T. Everybody, to Alpha Golf. Alpha Golf, anyone on frequency?
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Alpha, Echo Alpha Golf, this is Kilo Fox Trek 8, Delta Papa Zulu, for region 5x9. No copy, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Echo Alpha Golf, Kilo Fox Trek 8, Delta Papa Zulu, monitoring.
DPV testing, did a firmware update on this radio, and I want to make sure it's still working and someone can hear me.
Audio seems a little low, but I copy, November 8 X-ray Zulu.
Now, thank you for that, sir. Does this sound a little bit better?
Not much. You are above the noise. You do have some white noise. It's in the, I don't know, you're probably a 4 on the readability, so you're almost there. I have to crank the volume up to 80-90% to get you to sound as loud as normal settings for the radio, which would normally be around 50%.
All right, copy that. Thank you. I just have to do one more adjustment to it, turn the mic gain up on the analog side. Thank you for that again. I really appreciate it. Let me please see you, sir. Have a good afternoon. AFA, DPV, clear after your final.
7-3 from November 8 X-ray Zulu. Glad to be of assistance. Test 1-2-3.
We copy you 5x5 or 5x9. Read you loud and clear. KFA DBZ.
RHK, November 8.
Kilo.
Trying to get into a pier, Stormy. Stop it. KBFWR.
N8RHK.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
FQN, this is KE8LAX. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. It's nice to hear you again on the air. I haven't talked to anybody on this repeater in a while. But yeah, it's nice to hear you.
Yeah, some of us are out here. I haven't been out here in a while. I've had a really busy week at work, and I get on when I can. Most of the time I'm on DMR, and I've got DMR set up when I'm working. Can't really respond, but I'm usually listening. I've heard you pop in there, not DMR, but I've heard you pop in a couple times over the last week, but I haven't been able to respond. But now I'm on my way home from work. Back over to you.
Yeah, I always make, every day, I always make a daily contact. And, it was my first contact today. And, I just realized, I thought I was on a KFBI or whatever, a repeater. But, yeah, I didn't know it was on WALAP.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the links on the VHF side. I know the FBI network is UHF, but nonetheless, the FBI network is a vast area over here. I can reach almost all of the FBI repeaters over RF from the mobile. Romeo's a little bit of a stretch for me, but I can generally make it if I push enough power. But there's no sense in it because, you know, all those repeaters are linked anyway.
I was confused hearing you on here, because normally I'll hear you on the KSBI, I think. But, I didn't know, like what you have, radios like that can reach all the repeaters. But, hopefully when I get like ham radios over the years, I can be able to do that. But that's really cool. Back over to you.
Yeah, fair enough. Our last QSO, I believe was on the VHF. I'm currently on the WAMAC VHF repeater in Mount Clemens. And our last contact was here, but I've actually got the FBI on the other side of my radio because it'll monitor two frequencies. So we very well could have had contact the other way around. Whoever's talking, I just flip back and forth. It's just a single button on my microphone. So it could have been. K8LAX Friday.
Yeah, probably, because, I feel like that's all the contacts I've had with you was on the KFBI repeater. But, this repeater, in my opinion, has been pretty dead lately, so, I'm glad it's getting some activity.
Yeah, generally on the VHF side of the link, they're not usually super busy. And then when we do our nets every Thursday, we use this repeater, but we disconnect the link. So if you wanted to listen or join in on one of our nets, I believe you're getting in via Echo Link, I believe. So you could actually remote into our repeater direct on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, and actually listen and participate that way. But yeah, we drop it out. But usually there's not a lot of activity. Now on the UHF side, every morning for the guys' trip to work and usually the trip back home. On the UHF side, it gets pretty busy on your go to work and get home from work times.
Yeah, that's what I normally, when I normally go on the repeaters, is around like rush hour or like 5 to 6, like right now. And then in the mornings, I listen to the Morning Brew on the East Coast Reflector, but that's what I'm normally on to listen on to the repeaters to see if anybody's calling you. So back over to you.
Yeah, copy that. I believe the name was Wyatt. And yeah, have you gotten a chance to check into the Morning Brew yet?
No, I haven't. I've just started listening to it. I cannot talk today. I listened to it today, because I missed the bus, so I decided to, on my way to school, listen to that. But I just missed check-ins. KFA FQN Friday.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know. They've got a couple. They've got their tech net. They got their Morning Brew. They got the Second Cup, which is a net that they do after the Morning Brew. So if you actually go and do a Google search for East Coast Reflector, you can usually find where they're when they're doing all of their stuff, and you can try to catch maybe like one of the tech nets that might be within your time frame. They're a good group of guys. I've checked into all of them, but for a good long time I just listened.
Yeah, Roger. That's what I'm doing now. Just listening. Well, for check-ins, normally I'll go on there to make some contacts. like every night, like around this time. But, yeah, people have been telling me to go on the website, and I just haven't been. I've been procrastinating. Oh, I said that wrong, but, I'm gonna go on there, today, after this contact to see, like all the check-ins, like what you said.
Yeah, fair enough. And, have you also checked out the I think it's WWHCMN, website to look at all the different links and where they're at?
Yes, I have briefly, but I haven't fully, like, studied where everything is. And to be honest, I forgot that, like, you could see where all the links are. But, I've been making it a point to go on that to see, like, where all the links are. Because I know Rescue Peter is W8CMN, too.
Yes, that's correct. So they split it up from DMR. They got a lot, actually, but they split it up VHF, UHF, DMR. They have a lot of links though. So yeah, if you look through all of them, you can kind of see like on the UHF side, it goes quite far. I don't think there's as many on the VHF side, but it's definitely awesome. And a big thanks and shout out to the Central Michigan guys for putting it together, because I mean this system wouldn't be what it is without them.
Yeah, Roger, 100%. It's all thanks to them, but when I first went on the computer, actually, that's my first thing, like the reason why I went on the computer, because it was W8CMN. And I learned about that whole thing. I thought that was really cool. So this is like my main repeater to go on. Back over to you.
Fair enough. Well, I've gotten to my location, and it's kind of cold outside, so I'm going to hop out of the car here and get into the house. But I appreciate your contact, and we'll talk again soon. This is KELAX. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I hope we talk again soon. It was nice talking to you again. I haven't talked to the guys in a while, so this is a really nice contact. And 73, KF8, FQN, clear.